This is Roger Clark, the actor of Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption 2. And when I want video game news and a good laugh, I listen to the Game Fix Show. Yeah, them boys, they're pretty funny.
Spider-Man here.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave Fennoy.
Hey, guys, this is Ashley Birch.
This is Master Daniel Pacina.
You're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
Welcome to Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Show.
I listen to the Game Fix Show, you know, to make me feel better about myself, about the world.
All right, partner, you know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, GameFixShow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here if you are not, Facebook.com/GameFixShow.
That's right. There are a couple of places you guys can find us. First of all, our website, GameFixShow.com. In the top right-hand corner there, you actually see our social medias. Please follow in any of those, or just search at GameFixShow, three words, just like that. And you'll find it. That includes YouTube as well. So please go check that out. We'd love for you to do that. On top of that, we do have a Patreon account. It does support the show directly. Not only that, but you can actually control the show in a certain way. Verlaine, tell them how they could do that and what the cool little perks they get with the Patreon.
Well, anything that you want to donate to the show is appreciated. This podcast, as it is live and brought to you like wherever you downloaded, it was always going to be free. However, once you start upping the ante a little bit and getting into our tiers, we have a $2, a $5, and a $10. You start getting backstage access to the show. You get audio access to interviews that we do with celebrities that you don't hear them live on the show. We also have this little voice project that we're doing with the celebrities. We give you free stuff. Whenever you see us live, we give you more free stuff. You get first dibs on Brucey B reviews. When we do things, you are part of it. And then when you get to the top tier, there's only like a few spots left. You actually start controlling the show like physically by giving us challenges, by giving us things that you want us to talk about, and we're going to do it.
Yes.
That's part of the deal. Bocephus is just our classic member who just is constantly in touch with us. We appreciate it so much. Patreon.com/GameFixShow, or you go to GameFixShow.com, you'll see the animated GIF dancing around. Just click that. See what you want. You know, do it for a month. See if it's worth it. If not, then whatever, dude. It's always going to be free right here.
Yes, for sure. So please, give us a listen. Yeah, we really do appreciate it. So if you're watching live, thank you so much for joining us here in the chat room. Please let us know what you've been gaming. We'd love to know what you've been gaming lately, at least this past weekend. What were you gaming? What was in the console? What was in the PC? We'd like to know. And if you have downloaded the show, thank you so much. We appreciate that. Please tell your friends. That's really, the people in the chat room, they could tell their friends too. I don't want to like just leave it up to like the one to do it. But yeah, well, you get it. So there's a lot to get to on the show as usual. This week we got to get into a couple more Xbox specs. There was a review, if you will, about the new Xbox Series X. Also, Xbox sales, Microsoft sales, has gone up over 750%. And we will tell you why. Sounds good though, right? Doesn't that sound good for Microsoft?
Yeah.
There's a catch. There's a catch, and we'll get to that. Also, a new cloud gaming has reared its ugly head. At this point, it's kind of ugly. Let's be honest. When it comes to cloud gaming, when you think about it, you're kind of like, is that what I want to do? Is that? But we'll get to that. And one thing I have to start the show off with this. This is something that kind of surprised me. I thought this thing was going to last forever, but Farmville on Facebook is no longer a thing.
Aww. I didn't know it still was.
I didn't know either. That's exactly my point. But apparently that's not a thing. I just wanted to mention it and kind of get it out of the way and never mention it again. All right. Is that fair?
Yeah, fair.
So there it is. I'm done talking about it. we're going to also, by the end of the show, we got a couple of TV and movie news, actually. So we'll get into that. So, okay, but let's start the show with what we've been gaming. Verlaine, what have you been playing this past week?
It all amounts to one game, yeah, pretty much, and that's The Avengers. Literally, that's all I've pretty much been playing.
Just all out Avengers.
Just Avengers. I'm figuring it out, and we'll get into some updates soon after I find your opinion out on it.
Sure.
But it shouldn't be this way, and it's more proof that people are way more forgiving because it's Marvel. But I'm finding out and figuring out the game still how it goes, how to find out different missions. Like, I just realized that because I played missions with you that were higher in the story,
yeah,
though it said on my map completed, it shouldn't have, because I still need to complete them on my game for them to be considered completed. So now that everything says completed on it, because I went and did like stuff with you, it's harder to find where that stuff is. When it says, hey, you need one mission, I can't find it, because marking it doesn't matter, because the same place that it would mark where it's brand new is the same place they put the check mark.
Right.
So the check mark's there flashing already. So you got to like read every single mission.
It's a little confusing. I would agree with that. Yeah.
But once you learn it and learn how it goes, like, now I know what to look for. Dude, I'm still having a blast with the game. Yeah. I just maxed out Widow.
Oh, really? Nice.
And it does seem a little fast.
What's
and I'm
max?
Hoping
I've not even gotten that far. What is max?
I mean, I just 100? Unlocked all our powers.
I can go higher.
I think I'm a level 50, but I'm pretty sure I could probably level up higher.
Gotcha.
So I just maxed out all her abilities.
What's
I
her
can't
power?
Buy anymore.
What's her power?
Yeah. I don't remember, 80s something.
Okay.
Right. 80s, yeah.
I'm close with really close with Iron Man.
Yeah, I figured I'm just gonna get one and then just do that because I haven't done it yet, and yeah, it's still fun. Like, I'm still gonna go and I'm still gonna be her, because the way that they make it after a certain level, like, you start being able to switch kind of between. Dude, there's like 9 things that you could switch between 3 of them, which kind of gives you mathematically a really broad way to play the character.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, from changing the grenade type to changing what the grenades do to changing what kind of power gets amped during what kind of special. Like, it's crazy. And dude, there's enough characters to make it last.
I did not expect the amount of customality as far as the game goes. There are so many custom things you could do to make your character different. And the best part about it is, if, like, you play, like, you know, like we do, where it's you, me, and generally Jack playing, we can kind of like switch our powers to kind of adjust so we all have the right things going in. So that's very cool. I like that they kind of did that. They went above and beyond as far as all the custom things you could do in this game. Way more than I ever expected it to be. I'm very glad, though. I obviously... before the game came out, I was very lukewarm about it. Well, actually, I take that back. Way before the game about, I was really excited. Once the beta came out, I was almost less than lukewarm. But then once it actually came out and I actually got a chance to actually play the game, turns out when you play it, you might have a different opinion. How about that?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that you actually play something and you have an opinion for it?
Totally.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Concepts.
The game's awesome. It's still kind of buggy. last night, Jack was playing as Kamala Khan, or as Ms. Marvel, and he was extra stretchy last night. His arm was about as long as you can travel. In the game. So there are some notable things. At one point when I was loading the screen, you know how, like, it shows all the heroes in the Quinjet, kind of like waiting until you get into the next thing. There were 2 Hulks in the Quinjet at one point.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So I was like, what is going on here? So that's not a big deal. Once we got in the game, there was no problem. So but, you know, there's just some little things that need to be tweaked. But other than that, man, what a solid game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we do know there will be some fixes as we go. I think we've already gotten four updates, something like three or four updates we've already gotten. And from what I can tell, what's like fixing is more multiplayer than anything. Because everything seems a little bit smoother. I could be wrong.
No. Yeah, okay. I mean, you're probably...
Where are you at?
No,
where are you at?
I thought you were going to go into the other things.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, if you want.
I mean, this is 100% different than it's been even from the beginning. Like, I feel it, like, when I'm playing. Now, and as we mentioned, a lot of the problems that are happening are, I think, they got to be happening on PC.
Yeah.
Because I have any issues. Like, we have that occasional graphical error, but that happens, not game breaking. And even so, it's a game where okay, I got to start over, big deal. Like, you're going to be doing shit all the time repeatedly anyways.
I mean, if you remember, we played pretty recently and we played in a boss round and you kept getting an audio glitch, right?
So but that was before the first patch.
Right,
so
exactly.
And every time I play Taskmaster, I worry about that.
Yeah. What did you hear? Because I didn't hear it. What did you
hear? He was just saying, whoa. Like, the whole match, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, whoa, that's whoa, so
whoa,
annoying.
Whoa. Like, that's all it
we
was.
We were playing and for like 20 minutes, at least.
Yes, and I thought that past like a cut scene, it would go away, and it didn't. Like, it never did. And then at the very end, like, right when we beat him, then it all caught up. Then I heard the complete line of what he was saying, and it was real weird. Still, it wasn't game-breaking. I still was able to play. And it feels like they're going to do a lot to keep this game going for a while. Definitely. Because, I mean, you do kind of max out characters quick if you really wanted to. Like, there are people that play more than we do. So I gotta only imagine they're all their characters are almost maxed out.
Yeah,
I think they're gonna be adding more to it. There's got to be, or they're gonna add characters by chunk, because like otherwise those six characters that we're starting off with, no one's gonna play with them a year down the line. There's gonna be no reason. You already max them out. Like, the game itself is gonna be on a higher level, and if they're gonna do that, if they're gonna extend the level cap, they've got to give you more abilities. Most games do that.
Yeah,
there's no way that you just stay maxed out and you're going to keep going like that. There'd be no point.
Well, then again, we had a recent game called Spider-Man. You've heard of, I'm sure.
I think.
And they didn't add any more abilities. So I think that was kind of.
Well, that's a single player game.
Yeah, I know.
This game meant to last. Single player. This is really a multiplayer, like Mortal Kombat. It's multiplayer. They gave you a campaign.
Destiny, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. I like it.
The upcoming patch that I don't even know when they don't even actually have a date. I would imagine it's just going to happen. That's usually how it goes. And it's going to be the first of it is the features. They're going to fix the subtitle size options, which, okay, great. I guess it needs to be
retarded,
but you can actually like say, okay, I want it bigger or smaller or medium or whatever. A second feature will be the high contrast mode. So as far as the way the game looks, I guess. And then the third feature will be a Warzone ping system.
That's what we need.
I would say that's kind of what we need. When it comes to, I guess, because like I said, when it comes to multiplayer, that's where the tweaking needs to happen, and it constantly needs to happen, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I don't know. Go ahead.
No, you go.
I was gonna say if you wanted something about the ping, I'm gonna move on from there.
No, it's not.
Okay, all right. Well, lastly, the game's adding a toggle option, which is honestly, for me, this is the biggest part of it of the update, where the hero icons remain always visible, so you always know where each other are instead of just hitting up and it shows up. Like, so I think that's good. I think as far as the missions going from each point, the question mark or whatever it is, that can be toggled. But I guess it's giving you the toggle option to keep them off or turn them off.
Yeah, I kind of like that you don't have this obstruction that kind of takes you out of the realism of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish it would be more like a proximity. Like if you're
okay, the closer you are.
And not really like go around a wall and see the outline, because I don't like that either. But like if there's after a certain proximity, I see your icon no matter what. So if you're close to me, I don't need to, because I can use my eyes and see you, and then it looks cooler. But if you keep the icon on, then imagine, like, I wonder if it's going to go off when you're, you know, 5-10 feet away from me, or if it's going to stay on and obstruct stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something that needs to happen too, because too often we're like, where are you? Hey, there's a chest here. We can't ping you, or you can't really see where I am unless you push up.
That's a great point. Actually, Bocephus in the room, he actually said competitive players are now getting in colorblind mode to get lower lag and quicker target identification in games like Warzone. I actually read about that. That's interesting, actually. I never thought that would give you less lag, but I guess it would be less things that needed to load, less things that needed to, like, right? Like,
if you did what?
So if you play in colorblind mode, you get lower lag.
Oh. I don't know. I colorblind mode, from what I know, is it might be less colors. I know it's just it's like a tone of color,
yeah.
But I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
It could be a factor. I mean, yeah, I guess, technically.
And Daniel, yes, games are supposed to be fun. That's why we do play them. Yes. I think they are fun. They just, sometimes they're not. It just happens.
It's dumb. The subtitle thing is stupid because who cares?
It's kind of like whatever.
If they're too small and you want to play without the audio, but then don't do the story. I don't know. Like, I think it's stupid because it wasn't put on there. And now what's going to happen is just getting this to work, you could potentially break something else just because a handful of idiots want to read words bigger.
Some people are blind.
Yeah, but that's fine. But originally, they didn't come out with it originally. So take the hint. They really didn't care at first. So stop forcing them to care. Because now all of us, including the people that want these subtitles, are risking their game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's far-fetched. But
I think you're kind of going. But I don't know. I can't speak for everybody.
I can only speak for myself.
But yeah, okay. Well, anything else? You said you've only been playing that one. I actually got back into. I just played one night of it, so I guess I don't know if you could say got back into. I got back into a little Tsushima. So, Ghost of Tsushima, which is, oh my god, dude, that game I just pick up and keep playing. Like, I can't wait to just keep playing that game and prolong it, because that game is longer than I expected it to be. Wow, there's so much to do in that game.
You still haven't beaten it?
No, dude. I looked it up and like I'm not even halfway through it.
Wow.
So, which is great. I love that. So eventually I'll get through it, but it's cool. I just kind of chip away as I go. I do like that. So okay. All right. I think that's good. As far as the chat room, what we've been playing, what do we have? We have Bocephus's Spellbreak is his new jam, and maybe Blops 4 is getting some time too. Okay. And then Daniel said Knights of the Round. He said for 2 minutes.
No, I always see them come up on my feed. I never know if it's live or not. But Knights of the Round, yeah, it's an arcade game. Yeah. King Arthur, dude. It was like a beat 'em up. It was sweet. That game is awesome.
So, yeah, that's just a few in there. Yeah. Anything worth noting? Yeah, okay. There's a lot more that we can wait for as far as Avengers, and I'm like really excited to see where this game goes.
Because
scratched the surface. What?
Yeah, I asked you a question, and remember? No, not now.
Oh, I was gonna say, did I miss something?
So, and I'm asking this to everybody. There's a chance that the Spider-Man that we get will be Miles Morales and not the one that is from the game.
It could happen.
This could be the beginning of their universe. They could tie Spider-Man in, you know, it doesn't matter, but like in the same thing, you know, like it could be the first Spider-Man, but still, like, that would be kind of sweet.
Yeah.
And the fact that I only say this is what made me think that it's, we have to wait until 2021 for this to happen. If it was the Spider-Man we already know, they would have given it to us already, because we're about to be embellished in the new Spider-Man. So that's why I'm thinking we're getting Miles and not Parker.
Wow. That would be very interesting.
Because there's no, we're, you know what I'm saying? Like there's.
But I'm just trying to figure, like, how would they do that? Because they got to tie in. Something happened to Peter Parker then. Why wouldn't Peter Parker be.
No. I'm not saying he's not in the game. I'm saying Avengers, we're getting Miles as our playable Spider-Man. Because it's coming out and we have to wait till 2021. There's not even a date, but we have to wait so long before getting them after they hyped them up so much for the reason of us getting this on PlayStation. Hmm. Now, by that time, it's going to be on both consoles. So what better way to keep people on in PlayStation than to say, hey, Avengers is here and it's Miles. It's the new Spider-Man anyways.
Yeah.
I just think that that might be a better, cooler thing. I mean, and you're already saying, you know, it would kind of suck having that height cap,
yeah,
as Spider-Man,
yeah.
Same with Miles doesn't use as many webs, right?
That's true. I already have that issue with Iron Man and Thor. So, right.
Yeah, but see, flying, I feel flying. If I hit that cap, that's fine. I can go straight. But when I'm swinging, like when I'm Widow, if I get high enough and I'm in the middle of a swing, it feels more obstructive, yeah, because it's screwing my whole arc up. Whereas, you know, when I'm Iron Man, I fly up and I'm like, oh, this is how I can go. Bummer. Whatever, speculation. But I think that I think that's how they should do it. I think that's why we haven't seen it yet. Hmm. Like, why not? We can always see if Yuri wants to come on.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's get him on. Yeah, let's get. Oh, by the way, I was corrected. Unfortunately, I will mention Farmville again. It's done December 31st. 2020. So when this terrible year is over, so is that terrible game. Okay, there. Now I'm done.
Wow. Cool. People play that game.
I know, right? Well, apparently not anymore. That's for sure.
Well, they still have Farmville 2. It's
still there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Bosifi says new Captain America, new Black Panther, new Spider-Man. All makes sense. I think he's right, too. Ooh, all right.
All the Disney Plus people.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this week in the Retro Reboot, let's mention that real quick. Mike will be putting it out tomorrow. I think last week he put it around 11, around noon is when he puts it out. But this week will be a part of the Shmup-tember lineup, and this one is Panzer Dragoon 2 Zwei on Sega Zwei. Saturn. Is it Zwei? Damn it.
German.
Ah, damn it.
Panzer Dragoon 2-2. I think it's called Panzer Dragoon Zwei.
Zwei. Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
Maybe.
So but Zwei means two.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In German.
Well, you would know that. So, yeah.
Yeah, that game's... Dude, Panzer Dragoon is so... Even now, like... So they have Crimson Dragon on Xbox, which is the spiritual successor. Even for a rail shooter, and you would think by now rail shooters are stupid. Rambo got shit on. For a rail shooter that they kind of made open world, they didn't need to, it's still so awesome. It's still just such a good game. It's so weird. It's one of those games that was, I just remember playing it. There was no narrative. Like every time I evolved my dragon through every gameplay, like it ended up different and I had to figure out what the hell I was doing because sometimes it would be sweet, sometimes not. Like, when you die and you're out of lives, done. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just such a good game.
Yeah, I never played it. I never really had access to a Sega Saturn back in the day, so I never got a chance to play that. But I'm excited to look forward for this one. I guess this one would be the last of the Shmup-tember. I'm sure he'll do more Shmup games. So, and I'm glad I know how to pronounce that finally.
Shmup.
Your Shmup. Daniel says Dragon, Panzer Dragoon is the jam. There it is.
The jizzle.
And he also asked, he wants to talk about something, and it's something I've been planning on, but since he brought it up now, let's just do it. Verlaine, you've been very, very, very busy online, and I do mean with swapping your face.
Yes.
What is going on?
Yes.
I haven't asked you off the air at all, so this is actually a great chance to just ask you, what's going on? You all right?
Oh, yeah, it's easy. So there's that.
Oh, I know it's easy, but
the explanation is easier than you guys would think. This is all it is. I it's called Reface.
Oh, we all know what it is.
Right. But if you would notice, what you didn't notice is that the logo isn't on it anymore. Because I did the trial because I wanted to pay for it if I could take and upload my own stuff, but you can only upload GIFs, and I don't know how to make GIFs. So I canceled the subscription while I'm in the trial, which is only 3 days. So every single day they give you new stuff. So I'm just taking advantage of it and just putting it out there.
That's it.
Yeah, and no, I'll keep doing it if I keep getting the new stuff.
I really enjoy how you added you actually posted on Facebook the new Captain America looks like what's his name?
Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie. Yeah, yeah. Which is cool. That's cool. Like, I never even think of it like, oh, what's he going to look like? Well, that's what he's going to look like. I think the hair, I think that the hair is a little off, but yes, yeah. Nonetheless.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's it. I just, you know, it's fun. I wake up and I'm like, ah, why not? Let's see what's
that's
out there.
That's so funny.
Sometimes it's cool.
Yeah, sometimes it's good.
I don't like being other people. That's my problem with that app. It's like, hey, be this guy. And I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. I want to be a character in a movie. Like,
right.
I want to be Johnny Depp's character, the pirate.
Yeah.
Jack Sparrow. I don't want to be Johnny Depp and just have his body walking down the red carpet or be The Rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, but every once in a while, they'll throw out the superheroes. Like,
Oh, and Daniel, yes, he did say GIF because that's actually how you're supposed to pronounce it. How do I know that? Oh, because I saw it from the creator.
Yeah, we get it. It's graphical, but he says it's GIF, and there are words like giraffe and gypsy.
No, it's GIF. It is 100% GIF. If you're saying GIF, you're wrong.
If you say GIF and you're saying that's right and the guy who made it and calls it GIF is wrong, then you have to pronounce Brett Favre's name as Brett Favre.
Which
because
I do
Favre
anyway.
Says that's the way it is. English language says that's not even correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The R is after the V. Anywho.
That's fair. Okay, let's get into the Xbox Series X. There was a couple of things talked about this as far as load times. I want to start with that because obviously that is something that people have been talking about, that the Xbox Series X, the load times are so much faster than the Xbox One X, because that's what they're comparing it to. They're not comparing it to the S. They're not comparing it to the original. They're comparing it to the Xbox One X. So with that, there actually is... They broke it down in seconds as far as how fast it goes. Let's start out with some games that we have. Okay. Sea of Thieves. As you know, that game takes kind of a while to get to. Okay. Probably what? At least 2 minutes on our consoles, right?
Yeah, maybe longer.
It's been a while since we've played, but I remember that it took a while.
Yeah.
Well, on the Xbox One X, it took 1 minute, 21 seconds to load into the game. On the Xbox Series X, it takes 20 seconds. That's a big jump.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge jump. I played Outer Worlds, and it says that the Xbox One X time was 27 seconds. Honestly, I think it's longer than that because it seemed like a long time. Although, I think did I play it on PlayStation?
You have the Xbox One.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's true. Yeah. That's fair. Well, at 27 seconds of the Xbox One X, 6 seconds on the Xbox Series X. That's fast. Red Dead Redemption 2, 1:35 on the One X and 52 seconds on the Series X, which tells you how big of the game it is. Okay, Warzone. One X, 21 seconds. Series X, 16 seconds. It's not that big a difference.
In a game like that, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I think what was the biggest would probably be Warframe. No, well, No Man's Sky clocked in at a hefty 2 minutes and 13 seconds on the One X, and then the Series X 1 minute 27 seconds. It's still pretty. It still takes a lot.
Because it's generating the entire universe.
Right. So. With hearing that, does that make you more excited or is like whatever?
It's the same. Look, it's the same time differences when you compare the Xbox One to the Xbox One X.
Yeah.
Like those are the same differences and it's great and it's wonderful. And then and absolutely, of course it is. You get in the game faster.
Yeah.
It's not going to affect like a lot of people are thinking that it's going to affect people like, all right, say me and you are playing a game together. If I'm on like Xbox One and you're on Xbox, you know, Series X and we're playing a game, just like when we play games, you and Jack will load up faster because you have a 1S, right?
Yeah.
Then me, you'll be in the game faster, but you're in these games that are made for that. So you're in the game in the lobby quicker than me, but we start the game at the same time. You know, there's no game where it's going to be like putting you in there first so you have an advantage of playing the game before me. That's not how games work. And that'll never be how games work.
Yeah.
You know, like there are some games, and guess what? The games that did that failed. Anthem was the only one that I could really think did that. Like if you loaded in faster than me, you could start the game quicker. And that sucked when you played with a bunch of randos that were on better systems, because all of a sudden I'm in the game. They already started missions. I don't even know where they are. They killed everybody. Like it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So no, I don't, that's not a big selling point for me is faster load times. You know, it's just not.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm used to waiting for Grand Theft Auto 5. Like dude,
it took forever.
Good games can work around it. Like Overwatch, they can work around it. You can let people browse stores. You can have them play other games in the middle while they're loading up, you know, like even having the island in a PUBG. By the time you know it, oh my God, the game's already starting.
Yeah.
So
I think that's good though. I think in this case that's good. It's obviously because
it's expected.
It's expected. Well, because of the solid state drive, obviously.
So solid state should take, that'll take like with single player games, it'll be instant.
It'll be pretty fast. Yeah, it'll be pretty fast. Obviously everything that I've named is mostly online stuff. So, but I think that's what people are really more worried about. Just getting into the game quicker, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good. I think that's great. Whatever. The Xbox Series X, they announced that there will be a 1 terabyte expandable storage drive.
Mm-hmm.
It is Seagate is the,
company.
And it is a proprietary card. So you can't just buy one at the store. It has to be Xbox, you know, whatever. But this is, it's coming in at a hefty $219.99.
There's the money that everybody's like, why are these consoles so cheap?
It.
It's because they took the chunky part off of it.
Yep.
good move.
It was a good move. I mean, the Series S gets what, 512 gigs? And the Series X is one. It's 1 terabyte, right? Yeah. Well, and then this gives you what? Another? Well, no, it's like less than one. It's like 900 something like that. Or something. I don't have it in front of me.
It's dedicated to like operating system and stuff.
But then this one is an extra 1 terabyte. What do I think? I think it's fine. I mean, we games are only getting bigger. I think that's what people are mostly worried about, because like, you know, you find a game and you're like, okay, dude, let's play this tonight. Great. Okay. Well, I have to download it. It's 100 gigs. It's going to take, it's okay. We'll play tomorrow. That's really what kind of happens. I feel like when it comes to anything like that, it's still going to take a long time to download no matter how fast your solid state drive is. Because you still need to download the game.
Yeah, you gotta be able to download and install.
Download and install. Maybe install might be quicker, but I feel like download is going to be still the same speed. I don't really see that getting any faster. So if that's what you're thinking is going to do, it's not. It'll be probably the same speed. Maybe they figure out a way to make it quicker, but I doubt that. Unless they actually figured out the way to play the game before it's a completely loaded like they promised they would in the past.
Oh my god, and games still set up like that. You'll look at them and they'll have the arrow and it'll say ready to play, and you're like, no one to this day is like, oh, I'm gonna play it right when it says that, because half the time you can't even get past the title screen.
Right.
It's pathetic. Like, just get rid of it and say, we fucked up, that's not possible, we can't do it.
Yep.
And you know what, I think they could have done it, and like theoretically it would have worked, but you would have to have the code run in a certain order every game, like download. You have to download the essentials. So some of the games that it did work with, you could only play online and not, you know what I'm saying? Like only up to the first, you know, it was
right.
So dumb.
So stupid. But you know, okay, that's fine. Although I think the really, one of the coolest things that I've read about is the quick resume as far as that goes. So you can actually have multiple things playing at one time. I mean, you know, you can't play two games at one time, But
that was supposed to be a feature in Xbox One,
right? Also. And it never happened. So this is actually happening. So let's say you have you're playing Avengers, okay, and then you pause Avengers, not save it and end the game. You just pause it, and then you can actually start up another game with that game paused. Okay, and then if you're like done with this game, you could just flip to the next game or to the other game. So that's very cool. I
would never.
Honestly, it's not that big a deal though, right? Like it sounds cooler than it actually is.
No one's gonna use it because if you know computers, if you have four other things running, your game is gonna run slower.
Yes,
because even if they're doing nothing, they're still running. Second of all, this failed on the Xbox. We had the ability to play a game and on the sidebar, remember, pull up fucking Twitch or YouTube, watch fucking TV on the sidebar while we played, and that nobody ever wanted to do that. And yeah. You had the same thing where you'd be playing a game and downloading another game, or you'd be playing a game while in a game. That's it. The same thing happened because it'd be Evolve. While Evolve was loading a match because it took so long, could play another game and you'd get a notification saying, match ready in Evolve, hold the button down to accept, and it would switch to that game, and now you can't do that anymore.
Right.
That's stupid.
There was too many problems, so I think they kind of figured it out.
I think it's just going to be irrelevant. Even if it works, people are going to be like, there's no reason to have, because it's a solid state. By having that solid state, it eliminates the need to even have that, because the games are instantly on.
Yeah.
With that solid state, like, I can turn the game on, and boom. So I don't know. I mean, that's another feature that it's like they're just rehashing it to see if this generation sticks.
Yeah. Like, yeah, maybe they'll go with that. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, they'll go.
They didn't want it last time, but this time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm good with those. I know some people are complaining right now because it's how dare they give us, you know, proprietary. That's how Xbox One was. When Xbox One started, you couldn't have any external. Then when they unlocked it, it was a specific brand that you had to buy. And then they unlocked it for everybody. But this one makes the most sense out of everyone, out of Sony doing it, because Sony was doing it for money purposes. Everyone does it for money. This makes sense. Because of the way the solid state works, the external drive has to match what's going on in the consoles, and it's not doing what normal things do.
No.
Therefore, you're buying a specifically made hard drive. You're not buying like a branded. You're buying like something specifically made to do this.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, that same thing that you buy for the Xbox will eventually, you're going to have to do it for the PlayStation. They haven't come out and dropped that bomb, because now PlayStation is going to bask in the fact that, oh my God, now everybody thinks we're cheaper. How about all those people who pre-order the game and then they're like, or pre-order the console, and then they're, now you drop that news.
Yeah.
Xbox did it before their pre-orders. PlayStation took their pre-orders. Now they're going to say, oh, guess what?
Yeah.
This is what you got to buy. But I'll tell everybody this, and this is because of just paying attention. Do not buy this external thing, because this is going to be destroyed by streaming. When everyone's like, how are you going to, you know, eventually the games are so big, you're going to have to sit there and download. Dave, the answer to that is streaming. When this streaming shit happens and they put the brand new game on Windows Game Pass streaming, I'm downloading 100 gig fucking game. You're instantly, you go home, buy the game, and you're playing it immediately.
Right.
Because you're streaming it off somewhere else. And perfectly.
There. Yep.
That's what's going to kill this idea. And that's why it might not be a good idea right away to even worry about external.
Yeah, well, it isn't a good idea right away, because you don't have that many. You're not playing that many games at the first week. But if you're playing more than three games in the first week of owning a new console, I'm like, wait a minute, dude. And I mean big games. I'm talking like AAA, 50 to 60 gigs at least. You know what I'm saying? So
people will buy. Like people will stock up on games. And look, they're already calculating the PlayStation. Like if you were to just download Warzone and buy maybe three other games, you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah.
You're already halfway done, minus the power, minus the gigs and shit that are put towards the operating system. Right. And that's Xbox and PlayStation. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, like that 1 terabyte, even now, like, dude, I used to have 20 games installed on my Xbox One at once. And now I can only have like five.
Right.
Before I have to delete one just to put another one on. It's gotten that bad.
Yeah.
So, and I have 500 gigs. I mean, you probably have just double. You have a terabyte?
The one, I think, has a terabyte. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's still like...
Or the S, rather. Excuse me. Yeah. It's fine. Whatever. I think honestly, I have never bought an external hard drive for any of my consoles. I
never needed one.
Yeah, like I'll play a game, but like I'm pretty good at planning on playing a game tomorrow and then just downloading it the night before or whatever. So like I'm pretty good.
We've had to get used
sure,
to that.
And it's fine though. It's really not a problem.
At the end of the Xbox 360, I did have, because that was also when they let you have external for actual games, to put games on them. And there was like when they let that happen, I did have a lot of games on external.
Okay.
Because that console itself wasn't 500 gigs.
Well, and also when it came to the 360, you were probably more afraid of the Red Ring of Death, so you put back your games up.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah,
it's probably not a bad idea. So I get that. Although I did mention when we started the show that Xbox sales have gone up 750% at least.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not because of the Xbox Series X. That's because of stupid people have been pre-ordering the Xbox One X.
Maybe.
No, allegedly. It's not alleged, dude. It is not alleged.
They're just buying. They're not pre-ordering it. They're buying it.
They're buying it. So they probably already received them, and they thinking that they got the new one. But keep in mind, there's parents out there that don't know the difference. They'll get the console. That'll put it in a box. They will wrap it up. They will keep it hidden until Christmas. Then they get, they give it to Santa, so Santa can give it anyway. And then what's going to happen is the kid is going to open up the gift, and it's going to be a console they already own. And guess what? You can't take it back because it's been 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Well, I mean, yeah, they could maybe work on that, but it's not their fault at all. I mean,
nope, not at all.
It's not their fault.
You know what, though? You say that, but I honestly feel that it kind of is. They went from an Xbox One X to an Xbox Series X. It's confusing. It's not confusing to you and I because we talk about it constantly. But when it comes to somebody that is not really familiar, that sucks.
Right.
I feel for them. I feel for those people.
Right. I mean,
you know, do your research. I do agree with that, but
yeah. And they make their money and, you know, they can look, whatever. I get it. They could have, but they didn't. And that's what makes them. And it's not like a surprise. I mean, they went Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One, Xbox One X, Xbox One S. So by now we're fucking used to it. So when you see Xbox Series X, like, look, I get it. I totally feel, and I would be pissed too, and I would be sad for the kids. But so many flags can happen just living in this day and age. I'm going to pre-order something that's not available. I go to the site. Wow, it is available, and there's nothing about pre-order. Click. There's red flag number one. Why are you getting it when it's a pre-order? You know what I'm saying? It is doing your research. I mean, look.
There's an argument happening in our chat room right now.
I just think that
calm down, everybody. Jeez.
What's it about?
They're talking about PlayStation 5 external hard drives. We're not even talking about that, so I don't know why you guys are talking. Okay.
That'll happen too.
Yeah,
and
they're
notorious for proprietary stuff all the way, except for their power cords.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right.
And even their controllers. But either way, yeah. I don't know.
Well, the Xbox Series X supports backwards compatible crossplay, and I know for a fact that you're pretty excited about that.
Not only am I excited, but you should be excited too, because now you can still, because you know that this first couple of years the games are coming out on both consoles,
right?
And the fact that I'll have the Xbox, you'll have the Xbox One, still we can still play the games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I won't have them at 60 frames per second or whatever, but yes.
And look, there's other people, and people like will say, bring that up also when it comes to backwards compatibility. We'll look at I'll be loading so much faster and my frames are better and I'll have an advantage just because of blah, blah, blah. Well, when backwards compatibility happens, that doesn't happen. You can have an upscaling. And when you upscale, that's like putting a layer over what you're seeing. That affects nothing but you and what you're seeing. Unless it's a remaster, you don't worry about that shit. Like, it's the exact game that you're getting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not getting a more graphics added, and they're not adding blades of grass to mine or doing whatever, or I can see clearer. Like, you're getting the same game. There's no way that you're going to have any kind of advantage. Like, you're retarded. That'd be like, it's it's stupid like to claim anything like that, but this is the best thing that they could, that they can say, because this is one thing that they never did say. Like, we assumed it.
Yeah, I think that's good.
They didn't flat out come out and say that.
It definitely needs to happen, because there's going to be people out there that can't afford it, and they still want to play with their friends, and if they can't do that, that sucks. So, yeah, this is good. I would imagine it'll be the same with PlayStation 2.
And I would imagine that because they're letting this happen, they won't recharge us for the Avengers.
No. Oh, man, I hope not.
I don't think they will.
Even though they're doing it for Spider-Man, but that came out a while ago.
And I am not getting the PlayStation, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. For you.
Hopefully they... Oh, dude, what if they don't? I'll be pissed.
Yeah.
Because I won't be able to play it.
Then you won't be able to play it.
Yeah. And then you'll have to buy it again.
Oh, no. Oh, man, I'm all out of cash.
I
had to play it. I had to play it just because it's funny. You actually go online, gamefixshow.com. Apparently, it's a speculation article that Mike put out, but it's Microsoft is reportedly aiming to acquire more developers other than Bethesda that we talked about last week. So if you want to go and read that, it could happen. There could be more. Obviously, this past week, PlayStation talked, or at least there was some kind of leak that they were trying to buy Konami of all companies.
Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I know. Like,
pretty much already own them. They don't work with Xbox.
Yeah. So, but that's fine. And I think, you know, Microsoft obviously made the right buy. But you can listen to all of that in our previous show. So I don't want to get too much into that, but please go to that, go check that out on the website. Anything else you want to talk about as far as Xbox?
No,
I think we're good. I think we can move on from that. Now, as far as our website goes, there's a couple things to check out. There's two articles that Gina put out this past week. One is the new Kirby game, Kirby Fighters 2, which is pretty much a direct ripoff to Smash.
Right? But you can't call it a ripoff because it's the same company.
Right? Well, you know what I mean. Or spinoff. Yeah. I don't care. Whatever you want to call it.
The only difference that I see is that, and they even emphasize, it's like you're dead when your power's at zero. None of this 200% and possibly get bumped off the stage.
It's like a fighting. It's like more of a fighting game than anything.
But then, yeah, when you're talking Kirby, you're talking like, you might as well just reskinned everything, and instead of it being an individual character, it's just an ability he gains. So you're going to start seeing Link's abilities and Mario's. Plus, they have characters. Well, they have that little blue thing, right? That James likes, that slime dude.
Right. Well, I love like one of the first lines that she put. She said, "Play as Kirby, or Kirby."
I don't know. The only way I think that game could be fun is if you're at least starting all as the same. I mean, what story wise, why are you full? But if you're all normal and then, you know, power ups just appear and you just keep grabbing different ones and stealing them from everybody else.
Well, but in Nintendo style, there is absolutely no hype. When they announced it, they released it. So
I think
it's probably better from them that way. Anyway,
it might suck. Then.
Yeah, maybe. But they've done that in the past and they've been pretty good games. So
it's kind of hypey when you do that.
But it's $19.99. You could read about it on the website if you want. I don't know. Whatever. The other thing that she posted was a Animal Crossing update. I know a lot of people, at least in my little bubble, you're in my bubble, but you're not included in this. As far as Halloween is coming to Animal Crossing, and you can actually read about everything that's coming. As far as you can actually grow pumpkins, I guess that makes sense. Sure.
Oh,
stop it!
The only thing I miss about Overwatch is all the seasonal stuff, which I have a feeling could come to the Avengers once they get everything locked down.
Maybe.
So I'm okay with seasonal stuff. Sometimes, like when they do it right.
Well, you could read. Cool. Yeah, I agree. You can read all of that on the website gamefixshow.com. Another thing I want to talk about. Mike actually posted this. It's the Tribeca Film Festival. Why are we talking about film festival? Well, it's the first time ever. They are actually going to include video game awards in this. I think it's a good move. I think when it comes to video games, it's a very, very, very large you know, as far as the economy goes, video games are a part of us now. Like, there's no like, oh yeah, so you play video games, that stigma. You know how it used to be? Like, people, you play, you know what I mean? Like, people would judge you just by when you're saying, oh yeah, I love to play video games. And you're like, eh, like, what a nerd. Nowadays, it's like, you know, you play video games, of course you do, right? So I think this is the right step to go.
Yeah, for video games,
right?
It's good.
Yeah, yeah. I think we need to see more of this, although I feel like the waters are getting a little muddy as far as video game awards go.
I think that this is just desperation, and Tribeca doesn't have any submissions that are films.
Well,
like, nothing's been made. Think about even major wise, like, what are the Oscars going to do? It's almost like you make a movie and you're going to be nominated.
Yeah. I never even thought of it.
It's not a bad thing, but like, that's what I got off of this. Cause like, all of a sudden, like, it wasn't the Oscars or some huge, it's like, and I'm not saying Tribeca is not big, but it's like more indie.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, we're not even going to get like, I mean, if they stay in the same theme and genre of what it is, we're not even going to get AAA titles. We're going to get a bunch of indie titles, which could be good, but it's not even going to be like, I don't know. I don't know. We're going to see. We're going to find out how they do it. If it's all story driven, then expect a bunch of games we might not play, like Telltale type games.
Yeah.
However, there could be good ones, because like games like Spider-Man, even though it sounds stupid to say, like, the story is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I mean, yeah, if they're not shitting on gamers using us or using the category, then it could be a good thing.
Yeah.
We'll see the next year if how like prevalent games are in that ceremony or whatever, award show.
I feel like when it comes to like any of the indie companies out there, they should submit their games. Now, listen to this. So, early deadlines for submitting your game in this the deadline starts October 30th, 2020, with a $40 entry fee. Official deadline is December 2nd, 2020, with a $60 entry fee. And then late entries in January 13th, 2021, you know what I meant, with an $80 entry fee. So if you do it now, it's free, you know, like, but like, if you wait too long, you have to pay. So I feel like if like these indie companies need to put all their stuff in, I don't know if they would even see the light of day, but it's a chance for them to get a little more exposure. I don't know.
But then you got to think, okay, so I don't even trust these people that are part of like the Oscars, like the voting that they do on what movies are good and stuff.
Okay. I was going to say Oscars now, don't do video games, but okay.
I don't even trust those people with their opinions on movies. I'm not going to trust those type of people, their opinion on video games, when you got to understand these judges are probably like, this is their job.
Again, you're speculating that they didn't get people to do this. I would imagine they have.
It would
be absolutely stupid for them not to get people that know about video games to do this.
It wouldn't be stupid, because it's an award. Look at the Oscars. Like, the people, they will not even look at comic book, the movies we watch, because the people are the age they are, and they will not give up that job. They will not. Once you're picked to vote and you're on the board, you will not lose it if you don't want to.
Right.
And they won't. And what's going to happen is, what I'm saying is this. These people are probably not going to be like, hey, man, play this game. The controls are amazing. Yeah. They're going to be, hey, man, play this game because the voice acting is on par and the story is so character driven. And so in that case, you don't need a gamer to judge the story, which would be really what they're looking for.
Yeah.
But you can't ignore all the facets that go into that game, because some of the stuff you do matters in the story. And that's where my trust would happen. And that's where, dude, yeah, me speculating that they haven't found gamers to do this is just like you speculating that they have. Like, I hope that they did. I don't think that they did.
Well, it would be absolutely moronic if they didn't.
It would.
That's all I'm saying.
It's, look what we didn't even get
fair.
We didn't even get a comic book movie nominated until the dude died. That's what it took.
That's fair.
You know, Lord of the Rings, all those movies could have won, but what they did was they knew they could have won. They just saved it for the last one and gave them all the awards at the end. That's not really fair.
Yeah.
They were three different movies. Anyways, that's why my disdain towards it.
Yeah.
Dude, I just want one video game award show to blow up. Then we don't need to tag on to other things. Then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I guess the video game awards are really the only ones that matter. Honestly,
you could have told me it was done by video game people and I still would have had a problem with it.
Why? That doesn't make any sense then. Then you're just talking out your ass and I don't believe you. How's that?
No, just kidding.
All right, good. Actually, something submitted before the show, I wanted to at least mention it. Bocephus throw it at us. I'm not using it as your monthly challenge, but I will at least, you know, he can throw stories at us. That's the cool thing about being a Patreon on the show. Season 6 of Modern Warfare Warzone. I guess we're getting a subway system, so you can go underground. I guess they already announced this, right? And they're just like saying that it's happening for sure now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know. I only remember the train station stadium. That's the last.
And actually, if I'm right, season 6 starts tonight.
Uh oh. I'm not playing it. I already boycotted that.
Yeah, I know. Have you deleted it?
I haven't really been on my Xbox.
Yeah, I know. Neither really have I. Yeah. But yeah, now, play it if you want.
Thanks.
Play it if you don't want, or don't play it if you don't want. I just want to at least mention it. You know, put it out, put it in the world, put it out there in the world. How about this for a rumor? I'm moving on. That's what that means. How about this for a rumor? Metal Gear Solid might be getting a full remake, for the PlayStation 5 console. Exclusive, obviously.
That's an awful rumor.
Is that an awful rumor?
Like, if I was going to make up a rumor, that would not be the one to make
well,
up.
Well, it sounds like there's legs, too. This might actually happen. I loved the first game. Lukewarm on the second, on the third. And then from there, I was just like, blah, I'm done. But the first game, for sure, there were so many things that I've never seen in a video game. That it was, and that's, it was so good. But I say that, and I think about it when I say that, and I'm sure you're probably thinking the same thing when I say that, that at that point, there was nothing like it out there. Mm-hmm. Well, we've kind of moved past that. So why do we need this? I don't know. I don't know if I would even buy it, even though I was a huge fan of the first one. Although Snake is the best thing ever. Let's be honest. Every time you die.
What was that noise?
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't think it's going to happen, because that was a Kojima game. Okay. And I'm sure that there is.
Well, he sold his rights to it, so I don't think he has anything to do with it anymore.
He sold the rights to Metal Gear? I'm
pretty sure he did. I could be wrong.
Or whatever. I don't know what part he was in. So, all right, if that is the case, I'm going based on Konami and all these rumors that we keep hearing, and all of them, every single rumor that has come out about Konami since PT coming back has been false. All of it. We can have somebody say, Konami working with Kojima again. A rep for Konami says it's possible or says yes. We can have that. And then the next day, Konami states, no, that's never going to happen. That's misinformation. Like, every single thing related to Konami is bullshit. Now, this having this property so heavily, this is a Kojima thing.
Konami owns it. So Daniel actually he made sure Konami owns it.
Okay,
so it's not.
But this was so, like, if there's such a big bitter rivalry between them, why would they do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It wouldn't be the same. Like, they use his emblem in the fucking game. So right there, they can't use that, right? The fox, the fox patch that's his Kojima emblem, right? Anyways, it's based on the Konami stuff. I don't think it's gonna happen. It's unless they change the game like they did with Final Fantasy, it's not worth it
because PlayStation buys Konami,
and then that's just retarded. That's a really bad buy, and I mean, I guess it wouldn't surprise me. But no, dude, like, look, you have this company that just for some reason will not let go of fucking Contra.
Yeah.
I doubt the next huge project they work on is going to be Metal Gear. If that makes sense. They won't let Contra go, which is awesome. I want another good Contra, but they just won't let it go. Metal Gear, we haven't seen anything. Like, no. Kojima left, and there has been no Metal Gear. No. So I don't see why they would even dabble in a remake.
And the ones that they put out were...
The only reason they would re-put it out is because they know, and you might even see this from PlayStation, tons of games getting just put out again, remastered, because they don't have that backlog of backwards compatible games. So now they have to build it digitally, and that's where they're lacking.
Yeah.
At least Nintendo has jumped on board, and they're starting to fill it up with all those retro games. You know, they're going even further back. You know, they're giving you the Mario 3D All-Stars.
Yeah, right. 3D All-Stars.
That's one thing Xbox doesn't need to do. Like, I mean, somehow they know, even if you bought a game on Windows Phone.
Is that like a cross between PlayStation All-Stars and...
The Mario 3D All-Stars.
I'm just asking, is that...
Oh, it should be. PlayStation needed another All-Stars. Why didn't they come out with that game?
If only. Probably because all the... it costs a lot of money.
They own all the properties. They didn't need to bring any third party. They have so many first party...
And now they can add Aloy. They can add Spider-Man. There's so many. So it's like
Street Fighter guys, which are still somehow on everybody else's shit.
Sure. That's true. Oh, real quick. So Bocephus didn't know you were boycotting Warzone. He says he missed the reasoning. So why don't you go ahead and give him what he wants?
Oh, it's just the hack, the big hack. It was on last episode, right?
It was on last episode.
It was just the big hack that Activision had. And amidst all the complaining about hackers and all them not doing anything since Call of Duty Ghosts first came out on Xbox One, they just turned their heads, and it all amounted to a huge just data breach.
Yeah.
So fuck them. They don't give a shit.
So like, why should we?
They don't give a shit. Yeah. And then fuck Blizzard too, just because they're part of it. Guilt by association. I've gotten in trouble for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
So Overwatch 2.
You love Overwatch. Don't lie. I know by the hours of gaming you have gamed. That's what I'm going with. Okay. Last thing as far as video games goes, we have to talk about is cloud gaming. So Amazon has announced a new cloud gaming service, and they have coined it as Luna. This is exciting because I say that with a question mark, because obviously the direct competitor is Google Stadia. And I don't really know too many people that have Google Stadia. Does anyone have it?
I don't.
Show of hands? I don't.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel about Luna?
I have an Amazon TV, a Fire TV.
The Fire Stick?
Have
the Fire TV?
TV. Ah, yeah. Ah. And then we have Amazon Prime. So I was like, they gave me an invite to possibly be chosen. But they did say, you know, it's the subscription is $5.99 a month, and then you get these games, but that's it. I didn't read too much into it. I signed up just to see what happens, because it'll be like a free little beta test thing.
Yeah.
But if it's like Stadia, then it's pointless.
Well, they're saying Luna, it will offer, well, I guess it's called Luna Plus. I don't know if there's a difference between No, that's what it's called. It's actually called Luna Plus Game Channel. That's it. Okay. It will offer 4K resolution, 60 frames per second for quote unquote select titles and allows subscribers to play on two devices simultaneously, which I don't know why anyone would want to do that.
Yeah.
Cool. That's so awesome. We could do that. Why? I think that's.
Well, I think it's you could share the subscription.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like Netflix.
Right. Yeah.
I can give you the password and you can use it.
Yeah.
If it's because Google Stadia, you have to buy the game and subscribe to the service.
Yeah. And buy a controller, by the way, which costs $50.
Right. Unless you're, even if you're using a phone. Well, either way,
I don't know.
Either way, yeah. So you have to do all that. That's not worth it. Like when it comes down to the Xbox, like you don't even have to. You're not. You just the subscription is it. Like you don't buy the game or anything. Like you're just.
Yeah. They said Luna is also available mouse and keyboard and other Bluetooth game controllers. So you probably hook up your Xbox controller or something. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So anyway,
like my TV or whatever. Yeah. It's. I mean, that's wider. I mean, they're letting you use other things where mm-hmm. Google probably isn't. So I don't know. I mean, when it comes to those third party things, I mean, like even Apple Arcade, like they're doing it wrong. It's weird. It's almost like you can see these companies scrambling just to throw something out there, because we're a society that they've already like seen from us that they can give us half made bullshit and we will sit and deal with it until it's finished later. We will sit there and give them the money ahead of time in order to make something for us.
Yeah.
And we will sit there and wait years until it's produced. When back in my day, you didn't see trailers generally until the movie was done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't know anything. Like things work differently. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you didn't get broken games. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I have a feeling we're getting a lot of broken ones with this, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, I mean, we've all thought like, okay, there's no way this is ever going to work, but that's not true. Things get better. Things are upgraded. This could be the future of gaming, streaming, cloud service streaming. It could be the future of gaming. Obviously, we already talked about that at the beginning of the show. We talked about how Xbox could be doing that. You don't even need room on your console. And it's the whole reason we told you not to buy the proprietary external hard drive. So, I don't know.
We're going to come to this problem. We're going to have the ability to take our phones, and if by some chance they can get us out of the vicinity of our console or whatever is the main, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I can go anywhere and just kick on one of these games and play it smoothly, the next step and the next hurdle is going to be the cell phone companies, because they're going to be like, this is way too much data. They're going to try to rip us off at first. You know, because that's what's going to cap us. They could have the best fucking game ever, get it to work on every single phone because their internet is fast enough to put it out to us. But we're going to be paying up the ass in order to keep up with that unless we're at home on our cable plan.
Yeah.
And around the vicinity of the actual console that's doing the most of the power lifting. So until that happens, is it really a thing? Because like, yeah, it seems cool. But right now I can play these games on my iPhone, but I have to be at home.
Yeah.
Like I can't, even if I could be outside because I'm paying for data, I can't play it. So it's like, why?
Like, cool, I'll play on my phone, but why can't I just play on my TV? Like,
yeah, I'd rather play on a big screen with a real controller.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And even though there is the stigma of gaming is cool, like I still challenge anyone to go get a game and just walk down the street playing it or sit down on a bench. Like, or at a bar like and just push out a Nintendo
Switch.
Like
the commercials show that they're doing. And
yeah, like you bump into someone else who's
like,
yeah,
let's play some Mario Kart or whatever. Yeah, I don't ever see that. I would never do it.
Like even if I'm like, I'm so bored at the doctor's office, I could play a game. No, I'd look like a goddamn idiot.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
I like to be aware.
Yeah, I think so. I don't really care about people, so I'll play video games. So. All right. Anything else you want to talk about as far as video games go?
No, I hate video games.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, then let's move on. Let's go to some TV shows, movies, whatever. The first movie that we're talking about is Black Widow. It has been delayed. That means there will be no MCU movies in 2020. The first time in quite a while, actually, that we didn't get one this year. So they're saying Black Widow, May 7th, 2021. Nothing? Okay. Nothing? You're okay. All right.
I mean, that was one of the movies I wasn't really like.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's...
Because it doesn't matter, obviously. It's before Endgame, but then we're getting it after Endgame. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least we got Captain Marvel before Endgame, you know?
Right. Yeah, it is weird. And not only is it after, but she's dead. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's not even like after a big event and it's going back in time, but it's like she doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, she's dead.
So we're getting a movie on her. Yeah. So it can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I guess it could, and it's Marvel, but yeah. This just pushes back. Everything and there's nothing I can say about it. It sucks.
It also pushes back the Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, July 9th, 2021, and Eternals on November 5th, 2021. Is that MCU? Is Eternals MCU?
Yeah, it's not. Okay. It's never been done before. Eternals, I think that's, isn't that the origin of Thanos? Wasn't he an Eternal?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know anything about
it. I don't
him.
Either. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah. So, well, there's that, you know, not much we can really do about it.
Dude, next year movies is going to be insane. Insane. Oh my God. We're going to have so many movies just everywhere. Or we're going to have nothing because everybody's going to be like, oh, I'm going to save it to get a good spot.
It's kind of funny because next year we're going to get so many crazy movies like that, like, and so many movies being released at the same time. This year, it's kind of funny because I know you're not really into sports, but this year we're getting like the finals for everything, like all at once. So baseball, hockey, basketball, you know, like it's all happening. So, but next year movies, I think that's going to be the time when that happens. So it's going to be the time, but video games, funny how it just kind of keeps going because you could videos can live. So video games can live. So that's good. All right, let's stick with Marvel. And apparently reports say that Samuel L. Jackson will reprise his role as Nick Fury. Excuse me. But they are saying it will be in a new, this is speculation, I don't know how much speculation is it, but it'll be a new Disney Plus show. I don't know. Why wouldn't it? Right. Well, it could be a movie too, but they're saying it's going to be a series, which is cool. I'm just trying to figure out when it kind of happens.
I didn't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because it seemed kind of boring to me. Yeah. Like, I don't care about that part of Marvel. Like, I am already a human word.
Well, he wasn't in that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But he's the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. So what are his powers? He doesn't have any. He's the director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
So he's kind of like Black Widow, whereas what would go on then? His series would be more about the other people in that series, which could be cool. It'd be like a team up thing. Like this one series, he actually sees Spider-Man and they have Holland in for one episode.
Yeah.
And none of it can go together. It could be like the adventures of Nick Fury. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
meanwhile, yeah. I'm in, I love Samuel L. Jackson. So really anything that he's in, I'm kind of game. So, but the fact that he's actually reprising the role as Nick Fury, that's pretty cool. I'm excited about that. Yeah. Although the stupidest thing about Nick Fury is how he lost his eye in the MCU. I still don't understand why they went with that direction, but okay, that's fine. Do whatever you want. All right. Anything else you want to say about Nick Fury?
Nicholas? No.
All right. How about this? Tom Cruise could be playing... Could be playing Iron Man in the Doctor Strange sequel. Keep in mind, parallel universes exist, and they are going to actually talk about those and show you those in the new Doctor Strange sequel. How do you feel about Tom Cruise being a alter parallel universe Iron Man?
Oh, I think it's perfect.
Really?
I love Tom Cruise, man. What? Tom Cruise does not make bad movies. Name one bad movie Tom Cruise has been in. You can't.
Mission Impossible.
No, that was good. You probably never really, really, really watched it.
Yeah, I don't really care.
They're good. And like, and outside of that, like, he's in a lot of Gamer. Look, he's a good actor, and this would be great. It seems like it would kind of be playing off the fourth wall. Like, there were rumors when Iron Man was going to start that they would pick him.
Well, I was going to say the rumors was that he might have been, he was in line anyway.
Yeah, so, I think it would be good. It would kind of be a fourth wall breaking universe. Like, it's not really like in this Marvel universe. It's more like in this Earth. Like, if Tom Cruise played Iron Man, if it's Tony Stark Iron Man and the difference is Tom Cruise, it's a fourth wall thing. But if it's Tom Cruise playing another character that ends up Iron Man, it's more of an interdimensional thing. Either way, he fits. Yep. If he was Tony Stark, he fits. I would have zero problem. In fact, I think it would give the movie more credibility. Honestly, as dumb as that sounds, like, it's proven. It's proven. Yeah. Tom Cruise, you know, he makes good choices on the movies he does.
It's true. I'll give you that. I'm not very excited about it as far as me. It's fine. I think, I think he will definitely play the role that needs to be played, but I feel like you could find someone else.
They can get anyone, though. They can get anyone. I think that it's going to give us a different Tony Stark that, didn't want us to have. And because, I mean, especially if this movie ends up like a rated R kind of territory, like they can bring out the chick humping, drinking, you know, like that Tony Stark that didn't settle down, that's just energetic and like, let's do this, screw this. The, like the one we're getting in the video game. People were complaining about him, but look, whoever that is, that character model, like he fits. He could be Tony Stark, fine. And then Nathan, the voice, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. Works. So I don't think, I think it'd be okay. I think it would just be a cool little thing. It could be just a cameo like they do.
That's true. And it probably would be. Because he would probably go to a parallel universe, but not stay there the entire movie, right?
Like what if at the end, ooh, a couple of the people from the other universes end up, and that's how they can end the contracts and keep the characters. Hey, Tom Cruise is now Iron Man, new contract. Something happened in that universe, and Doctor Strange brought him to ours. That's how we get the Fantastic Four. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, we needed the brain, you know? Yeah.
We get Tobey Maguire back. Remember, Sam Raimi is directing that movie.
Remember, The Flash, we're going to get multiple Batmans.
True, but that's DC.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
We'll get the two cool ones. I mean, look, if they brought they can't bring Val Kilmer back.
No, well, he's not in.
But I was going to say if they brought every Batman back,
to do that, yeah.
Yeah, he has no voice, I think.
No.
Or he sounds more like Batman than anyone. Hello, I am Batman.
Do you want to hear the latest of Batman?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you can't wait to hear this. So apparently there is an actor that will be reprising Zane and the Cape Crusader of Batman. And this is going to happen. Christian Bale will reprise the role as Batman.
In the Flash movie?
Yep.
What?
Say what? Nope.
That's crazy. That's the Batman I don't know anything
about. Which is weird because we also thought that Affleck was reprising a role, so maybe it'll be both. So I guess, you know, with this parallel universe.
Keaton's supposed to be coming back.
So it's kind of confusing, but at the same time, that's kind of exciting. I mean, that's cool. I'm cool with that.
So
I hope it's not George Clooney. Let's just leave him out. Can we just?
Clooney.
I love George Clooney, and the guy's an amazing actor. Wow, what an accomplished career! But I'm good on his Batman.
Yeah,
maybe not Batman. Starting
to sound like a Batman movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah, totally. So, what do you think about that?
Wait, it is a Batman movie, really, right?
Yeah.
Batman dies. That's the whole point of the.
God.
We get to see Batman's death this time, not his parents.
Instead of his parents' death, yeah.
It'll end with his parents. That's how they bring it back. It'll end with his parents dying.
His parents died again. Oh, no matter what, his parents died. Yikes. I don't know. That's fair. You know what? It's exciting, but at the same time, I don't know. I think it's just too much. Too much. You know what else is too much? Netflix announcing yet another Resident Evil show.
This one's going to be better, though. I have more faith in this one if the other one is live.
Well, the show is called Infinite Darkness. Why do you have more faith?
Because all of the Resident Evil animated ones that I've seen with the computer animation, like, they've all been good. Even though they had nothing to do with the game or story, they're like almost like their own stories. They've all been good. They look good. The graphics are good. The stories are sweet. Like, I've never watched one and been like, this sucks. Kind of like, did you ever see the Starship Troopers one, the anime?
You know, I've never actually watched it all the way through, but I know what you're talking about. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it was awesome, and they can do better things, and that's why I have more faith in this one. You can make a zombie Resident Evil type situation look better with CGI than live action. Mm. Live action, you're going to get, like, if you put the zombies in and you actually make it Resident Evil, like, based on the game, your first season is going to look like The Walking Dead, and that's an issue. And if you don't start your season like that, it's not going to be Resident Evil.
Yeah.
So that's why I think the movies just aren't even, like, they're just fun. The movies are just fun. But like by the time the third movie came out, like we got it, like
because it's all CG, right? Like it's all like computer.
Yeah, this one is all CGI, which leads me to believe that the other one's not, because they've said that this one. Well, I mean, the trailer is out.
Yeah,
the teaser trailer. So
right,
and it's based on Leon and Claire, which ties it to the game.
Right, and that's
original. In a way, it could be kind of like Ratchet and Clanky, where it's like generally just another game without the gameplay. But again, I don't care. I will watch that in Resident Evil.
Okay. All right. I'm not that excited about it.
And a lot of people probably aren't, and most people probably haven't even seen those, because like back in the day, it was like a direct to DVD, so people would skip them if they weren't in the theater, but they never were.
No. Yeah. Who knows? All right. Last, but certainly not least, there was an AI assisted program apparently, I guess that's how they're doing it now to see who will play the next whatever. Okay. And it found that Henry Cavill, you know, Superman, will be playing the next.
Batman.
It's not Batman. Are you dumb? 007.
An AI.
I know. Well, just go with it. Let's just go with that. Before you talk about the AI.
So wait, you want me to pretend that this is okay? So
let's pretend he's. Bond, let's pretend he's actually doing it.
I don't think he's. I think he's too big. Yeah. He doesn't fit.
Okay.
Like he was a bad guy in the last Mission Impossible movie, and when he went up against, like, he was dressed in like a tux, like he was dressed, and he doesn't. Like the movie he had a mustache for when he was doing fucking.
Yeah, right.
Like he just, I don't think you can make him, his whole form isn't like, Bond is not supposed to look like he can wreck you. He's not. Or else he wouldn't need to rely on the gadgets.
Which is why Daniel Craig is like almost perfect for that, because he's not a huge dude. He's just.
Right. Just you would never expect, like, Henry Cavill busts into a door dressed in anything and you're like, this dude's going to cause problems.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who the hell he is. And he's got a red cape.
Because he's Batman, or because he's Superman, of course.
Well, a couple of the other, the close second, if you will, would be Carl Urban, who plays, and he's in the new Star Trek. He's
the main guy. He's Doom. He's in Doom.
Yes. Yeah. Dread.
And he was the executioner.
Yeah, that's right. And he's also in The Boys, if you've watched that. And then third would be Chris Evans.
They're going based on looks, man. I know. Totally.
And then fourth would be Will Smith. I don't think that's going to happen. I always thought that 007 had to be British, right?
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that, and I apologize, but that's what I've always known it as, that it had to be British.
Yeah. And there couldn't be a black one because of I know the new movies are like current, but back in the day I thought the movies of Bond, the theme time period was the same as Indiana Jones, like 20s, 30s. That's what I thought. So times were different, and they had to be British because that's just everything that's over there. Yeah. I don't know. Chris Evans, I think out of all those would probably fit the best.
Another one, which honestly, if you were saying it can't be black, but I don't know, man, I'm going to throw a name out there that you're going to be like, Idris Elba.
I knew you were going to say him.
That was another one it picked.
Yeah. Look,
I can see that.
Even Will Smith.
Is he British? Right?
Yeah, he is.
He's British.
Well, I mean,
he could be from here. I'm going to double check where he's at.
Either way, even if it was Will Smith, like, I'm not saying I think a black Bond would be fine. I'm just saying,
He's from London. There you go.
Based that would on be the perfect. Time period, they wouldn't have had that.
Yeah.
Just like if you were like, hey, the next Bond is a girl, it's not even anything against but women. It's like they didn't do that.
If you watch the new 007, it's current time.
Right. Now it's current time. Yeah. So I don't know how that works. Like, if this is, I'm assuming this Bond is not the same Bond in this, their universe, like Bond is handed down, right?
Yeah.
Through generations, or is it supposed to be the same technical character that was in Octopussy that's in this latest movie?
No. 007 is a code name. So there's
only one. There right. can be only one.
Correct.
Okay. Well, so in that case,
well, there
yes.
could be only one person with that,
right.
that title. Is really what that is. So once that guy dies, there'll be another one or female, doesn't matter.
After he eats his heart, he becomes the 007 and then has to kill the family.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah, yeah.
No, so that's not what I was saying, but okay.
I think it would work. I think it'd be an interesting twist, I guess. I mean, actually, I don't think it would fucking matter.
Oh, by the way, I was just looking up where he's from, and he's from London, like I said, but he's in the new Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
I thought he was dead. What do you mean, who is he?
Oh, Heimdall. No, it's Heimdall.
So he's not dead.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't think that he was dead, even though he was killed. I never really thought of it. But, I mean, oh, wait. Maybe it could just be a past thing. Because, look, to bring Jane back, she hasn't been in for a while. So they've got to mention something from the past.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Maybe it's a cutscene or something.
Ugh, who knows?
Or maybe because, I mean, they're gods.
We got to get Driss up in this mix, if you will. It's got. Who knows, dude? Like, but yeah, you know what? You're right. Next year, we're gonna see all of these come to fruition. It's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be nuts. You're gonna have to take out a small fortune to go see all these movies, if you go see movies. I guess Brucey B will be there doing that. All right. I'm done. You got anything?
No.
No. Okay. No. Well, thank you everyone that participated and checked out the show live. We do appreciate it. And thank you so much to everyone out there that downloaded our show. If you're not sure how to do so, but you're listening to it, so I guess that wouldn't make sense. But I'll at least tell you, you can actually download our show anywhere. You pretty much download shows, iHeartRadio, Stitcher app. Friendster. Oh, TuneIn.
Friendster, High Five, MySpace.
You can pretty much, you just search Game Fix Show Podcast and you're going to find it. And if it really has that big of an issue, just go to our website, gamefixshow.com. Everything is there, including our Patreon and our social media. So please follow us, like us, support us. We do appreciate it. I think we can kind of leave it on that note. I think that's good. So, we got to let Brucey B kind of take it out like he normally does. So let's do it.
Goodbye. Have a nice day. Peace.
See you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Well, hey, podcast listener, my name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. There is, I don't know. I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show, wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.